In Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph, for a few psukim there, the Torah details that the Torah is an accessible item. Loi b'shamayimi, it's not in heaven. Lema that a person would say, mi yala lanu b'shamayimu, can we ascend to heaven? V'yikachena lanu, we can get it. But it's not there. Rashi quotes that this teaches us that if it was in heaven, we would be required and expected to get to heaven somehow to figure it out and how to learn. But it's not there. It's accessible to us. An amazing idea. It's interesting that we read this every year before Rosh Hashanah. I saw an incredible idea from Rabbi Zev Edelman, and I'm modifying a little bit. He explains that people at times have extraordinary power. We know the stories of a car, God forbid, running over a child, and the mother being able to lift a car. We can tap into extraordinary adrenaline at times. And he is saying that the Torah is telling us that had we not had the Torah available to us, we would have been obligated to tap in to that adrenaline and get to heaven somehow to get it. Something that we think now is not possible. But really, of course, under the right circumstances, does become possible. Because when something is a necessity, it creates incredible strength. I think this is a great thing to be reading before Rosh Hashanah. Because we learn from this now that deep inside of us, we can tap into incredible energy. It's there. It's there for the taking. We always think, are we going to get better this year? What's the point of repenting? Should we even try to do such a thing? And the answer is, of course. You know why? Because we're not correctly evaluating the true power we have within us. The true power we have within us is that we can do almost anything we want, accomplish anything, as long as we understand that it's a necessity. And if we realize that repenting is a necessity, then there's nothing that can stop us at all. As well, this is an incredible idea. We spoke last week about what was to be gained when the Yidden got to Har Sinai, like we sing in the story of Dayenu, and yet we did not receive the Torah. We still say Dayenu. What's the point? What's the point of being at Har Sinai without the Torah? We gave a couple answers last week, but according to this, there's another answer. We look at the Torah and we realize that it would be something that would be worth trying to tap into the energy to get to heaven to get. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift. He brought us down to us. That's what we're saying. If we would have got to Har Sinai and recognized the power, the glorious abilities of the Torah and our abilities within us, that itself is a great thing, even without receiving the Torah. Dayenu is that, by the way, Hashem gave us the Torah as well. So the accessibility of us knowing that we could do anything was gathered at Sinai. And it's something we thank Hashem for every year on Pesach, but it's something we have to think about, relevant to repentance at this time of year. Recognize as well, part of the Dayenu is to say, thank you, Hashem, that He gave it to us and it is accessible. No excuses. Not for repentance and not for Torah study. And in fact, the commentators debate what this was discussing when it says, Torah lo b'shamayim hi. These words, what is not b'shamayim? The repentance or the Torah? According to us, it fits in together. It's seamless. The ability of the greatness of the Torah is not in Shemayim, and nor is the ability anything preventing us from repenting the correct way and getting close to it. Have a great Shabbos.